We're in Brachos, Daf Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph. The middle of the page, the two dots, the beginning of the line is Amar Rav Yehuda, Safek Kara Kriyat Shema, Safek Lo Kara. If a person is in doubt, did he read Shema or didn't he read Shema? Eino Chozer V'Kure, doesn't have to repeat Shema. Fantastic, wow. Safek Amar Met V'Yatziv, Safek Lo Amar Met V'Yatziv. Chozer V'Omer Met V'Yatziv. But if on the MS V'Yatziv he's in doubt, then he's got to repeat it. My time, Wahai, Kriyat Shema de Rabbanan, Emet V'Yatziv de Oraita. Kriyat Shema is de Rabbanan. That's what Rav Yehuda is telling us. Kriyat Shema is de Rabbanan. Really, Mativ Rav Yosef, Uvshoch Rav Kumecha. Wait a second, the Pasuk does say, read Shema when you lie down and wake up. Amar Abaye Yub Divrei Torah Ktiv. Yeah, that's talking about Torah. When you lie down, get up, make sure to read Torah. It's not talking about Shema. And that's why there's a big Shagas Aryeh. A tshuva where he questions the psak of the Shulchan Aruch that who said Kriyat Shema's Doraisa? Maybe only Yitzis Mitzrayim's Doraisa, and this pasuk isn't even talking about that because Abaye is Basra. Abaye is a later opinion, so the halacha should be like him. So Shagas Aryeh goes on about that. Even the Mechaber is not so clear. He's not so sure what of Kriyat Shema's Doraisa. The Beis Yosef at one point says, well, it would seem only the first pasuk's Doraisa. The Beis Yosef himself says, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav holds that that's on the Mechaber Paskin, that only the first Pasuk is Doraisa. But okay, we won't tell anyone. Tonight, yeah.
What it says in the Mitzvah, it's the whole paragraph of the Mitzvah, or just that line?
Which line?
The Mitzvah, that line.
No, for sure not that line. What it means is the commemoration of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim Gal Tonu, you mean that line? That line. But I purposely say the whole long line because in the Tosefta there are about five opinions what you have to commemorate when you talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Is it Mimtzayim Galtanu, Mibet Avdim V'Titanu, Bukhorim Aragta? What is the stress of Yitzias Mitzrayim? So we fulfill all the opinions in that line.
This goes together with the pasuk that says God took us out of Egypt, like.
The man to score the Yomtzit Chama Yomtzit Chaim Kol Yimei Chayecha?
No, in the Shema, it says,
Ani Hashem Sheyotzei Tzicha. What's the connection? I don't follow.
That's the pasuk in Great Shema that says,
that commemorates, right.
The mitzvah.
Right.
So now it's saying, but the really what you need is the paragraph that follows.
Well, obviously if you did the first one, you don't need the second one. We're saying if it's either or, so the paragraph of Emet V'Yatziv carries more weight because that has this biblical mitzvah. Paragraph of Shema, well, it has that biblical mitzvah, right? So you could do it there. You could do it there, right? You're not chinami. Tanan, our Mishnah says, Balkeri ma'achir b'dibo v'nomem v'rech lefanev lo lachah. That a Balkeri, when it comes to Shema, so he thinks the Shema, but he doesn't say the blessings of Shema. That certainly seems to indicate like the Shema is Doraisa. That's why he has to be Meharer the Shema. If the blessings were Doraisa, how come the Tanoim said to forgo it when he's a Balkeri? The Mishnah said, you make Birch Samazim, but you don't make a Bracha Rishona on food. If Emes V'Yatziv is really biblical, so why don't we say it? Answers the Gemara, my time I'm Ivarech. Imishu Mitzat Mitzrayim had Kale B'Kriyat Shema. Wait a second, what's biblical about a Emes V'Yatziv? The Yitzias Mitzrayim aspect, that you were Yotze in Shema, like you correctly pointed out. V'nei Mahav Lo Libayah. So then wait a second, if the whole reason I'm saying Shema is for Yitzias Mitzrayim, because that's what's biblical in Shema, so let me say Emes V'Yatziv. Why do I say Shema? Says the Gemara, Kriyat Shema Adiv Adit Batalti. No, I prefer Kriyat Shema because it has both. Now this is a big question because again we run into this concept where the Gemara seems to assume Kriyat Shema is one whole unit. What's a unit about it? Shema is in Vaschanon, Vayim Shema is in Ekev, Tzitzis is in Shlach, Chazal combined them. Now suddenly we treat it as one mitzvah. We discussed this once, right? Mm-hmm. You see in the Gemara sometimes they treat it as one unit. So Chazal said, say Shema. Why say Shema? If you don't want me talking Torah, because I'm a Balkeri, so what can I do? I could say the parsha of, you want a whole parsha? Fine, the parsha of Tzitzis, but why the whole Shema? So you see this often in the Gemara, that they treat it as one unit. We could also say that, being that the whole Takana is Drabanan, so the Rabbanan didn't want to confuse people, so they said, okay, say the whole Shema. Rabbi Lazar amar, Rabbi Elazar said, Safek kara kriyat shema, Safek lo kara kriyat shema, Chozer v'kore kriyat shema, and that's what we would think. Safek itpalel, Safek lo itpalel, Eino chozer umitpalel. You don't repeat your davening because here you see tefillas drabanan. Rabbi Yochanan amar, Ulvay sheitpalel dam kol yom kulo. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, we wish you could daven all day long. So that's a big question. What does Rabbi Yochanan mean by that? Tfilat nedava. What does it mean? He can't daven all day long. Are we talking about one tefillah a day, or is this Gemara assuming that even one tefillah a day is not doraisa? So obviously, there's a lot to work on here.